Alright, TD and Double D Show. We back. We back.
TD and the Double D Show.
Yo, they got some interesting things happening on the old school tip.
Such
as? Mainly, they're coming out with some bioptics. I seen in the news where they was going to do a bioptics on two interesting people.
Bioptic. First of all, what the hell is a bioptic?
Bioptic is basically movie based on somebody's real life story.
What's the difference between a bioptic and a biography?
The biography is basically the true story and real footage of a person's life. The bioptic is sort of like a story based on that. So the so the biography is where they're talking about that person, it's real footage of that actual person. The bioptic is where they just make a whole other movie based on that character's life. But it's not necessarily the actual story. It's just based on it.
Right. Okay, I'm with you.
Perfect example of that is The Five Heartbeats.
Every movie we've ever seen. Okay.
You're right. The Five Heartbeats is a bioptic on The Temptations that people don't really... That's what people... Some people might not know that.
Yes. Yes.
But if you look at The Five Heartbeats, you look at The Temptations, basically the same story. But anyway, and The Temptations movie was more or less... bioptic than it was a biography because it was different characters. It wasn't the actual characters of the Temptations. There was different actors and they talked about situations that they went through, but they wasn't that wasn't the actual factual. Understand? Anyway. So anyway, first we're talking about Aretha Franklin, like they're doing a bioptic on Aretha Franklin. Like first they had this movie coming out. It was a concert movie. It was a biography concert movie called Amazing Grace. It's supposed to be coming out soon where they're actually filming her doing a performance.
Okay.
Her and James Cleveland. But the biopic, right, is going to star your girl Jennifer Hudson.
Chicago. All
right. She's going to be she's going to be playing Aretha Franklin. Yeah, you think good choice?
As far as vocally, she'll probably be able to morph into an Aretha Franklin, vocally.
Vocally, yeah, you can see that, yeah.
But you know what, I don't know. You know how they channel the things.
I mean, she's a good acting master. Like, she slayed. She slayed, what's her name, in Dreamgirls? Who was her character in Dreamgirls?
I forgot the name of it, but yeah, she killed it.
Yeah, she definitely slayed that, though.
Vocally, she's nasty.
Yeah.
And she can act, you know. She's very convincing in how she was getting out of doing her thing. So she... considering all the things she's been through, she might be able to channel some Aretha Franklin.
Right, now it's interesting, like, I never knew, like, I don't know what kind of lifestyle Aretha Franklin has, so hopefully it'll be kind of a movie that's, like, challenging, like, oh, wow, I didn't know that actually happened. But then biopics always go put some spin on some shit, so, you know.
Yeah, I don't know, if they tell me something different, but... I mean, I try to stay abroad or abreast of whatever was going on with these artists, even the little back page stories and things like that. But I ain't never really heard nothing rotten about Aretha besides it just being a nasty
Aretha diva. Was like, okay, for
she
all
the diva, though.
Oh, Aretha was like, okay, before Beyonce?
Oh, yeah,
before Janet Jackson in the 70s?
Yeah.
It was all about Aretha.
Yeah, she was deep enough. I heard about that.
But let's talk about the other biopic.
Okay.
The other biopic. They're doing one on the legendary, he very underrated R&B artist. They're doing one on Teddy Pendergrass. He had a very interesting story. And they got Tyrese slated to play Teddy Pendergrass. And what's interesting about Tyrese is Tyrese actually was able to have a sit down with Teddy Pendergrass right before he passed.
Did.
All right. And, you know, he was even on a show where he was talking about the bioptic. And he was saying, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? I was privileged. And I was privileged enough to have a sit down with him before he passed, and we were working on this biopic. So, yeah, you think Tyrese could smash?
Tyrese
playing Teddy Pendergrass.
Well, the thing about Tyrese is his vocal range is so strong,
right?
That he's gonna give those performances that's gonna have you believe it. And once that nigga put on an afro, because he got him for the afro.
Right, he has to, right. It ain't going right.
It ain't going to be Tyrese no more.
He has to put on the afro. He has to put on the mustache, he has to put on the suit jacket with no shirt. With the gold chains.
Fuzzy ass mustache.
Right.
And play Teddy, I think Tyrese is going to do it. Then I think he's going to do a good job. I want to see
how. Like, he was on the show. Let me see if I can bring this up. He was on the show and he was singing one of Tyrese. I mean, one of Teddy's favorite songs.
That's Tyrese right there?
This is Tyrese.
I told you. I don't feel like we are tonight. You see, I fuck with that nigga Tyrese.
Yeah, man.
As far as him vocally and singing, Tyrese is R&B, but he's hip hop. Tyrese is hip hop.
Right.
Yeah.